Welcome to the At the Hill podcast. I'm your host, Lily Carr.
And I'm your host, Taryn Beery.
Our episodes are brought to you by Roseville Rec Center. And today, our guest is Josie Palmer and Braxton Frazier. Before we have them join us, make sure to follow Rocket Productions on Instagram and Facebook. If you've missed any episodes, you can find them on the Rocket Productions Network anywhere you listen to podcasts. So, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So, homecoming week is next week, right?
Yes, next week.
Long week. When is homecoming?
So, the homecoming game is September 26th.
Okay. And the dance is just right after, right?
Yeah, right after, and it's neon themed.
Okay. How long does it go for? Like, when does it end?
It'll go till 11.
Okay. And then what's the theme?
Neon.
Okay.
We'll have black lights up, so it'll be super cool.
Yeah, that's fun. When do people start to, like, vote on the candidates?
So we will have voting available during the lunches on Friday.
Okay.
And then, are we doing a bonfire or tailgate anytime next week? Do we know?
I think the goal is to do a tailgate. I'm not too sure on a bonfire. I think we still got to get the fire department involved in that. But I think the goal is definite tailgate and, if possible, a bonfire.
Okay. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Josie and Braxton more about homecoming after this commercial. The Roseville Rec Center is a community center where different types of events are held and people can go to the gym and hang out. They are open Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and close on Saturdays and Sundays. They have all different kinds of fitness classes you can sign up for and also have a membership for their weight room where you can go and lift all hours of the day. You can find all the events and activities they have on their website. You can contact them at 316-776-9880. And we're back at the Hill talking to Josie and Braxton more about homecoming week. So what are, like, the spirit days for next week?
On Monday, we have beach day. That's where people can just dress beachy, dress summery. Hawaiian, basically. Tuesday is... Tuesday is Generations Day. That's where the seniors will dress as senior citizens. The juniors will dress as parents / adults. The sophomores will dress as kids, and then the freshmen will dress as babies. Wednesday is Community Service Day, so you'll just wear your Community Service Day shirts. Thursday is Dress Your Type Day. That'll be fun. And Friday, we'll just dress neon, since that's our theme for the football game. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And then for Community Service Day, like, what times do we get released? Like, all that information, do you know?
No, I don't know. I think it's around 10 o'clock. I think we go through first hour fully, and then I think we get dismissed to our separate places.
Okay. And then the All-District Assembly, is that this Friday or next Friday?
That'll be next Friday.
Okay.
On game day. We play, I think, El Dorado that day?
Yeah.
I think it'll be that
and
week.
Then it's just, like, after, like, 6th and 7th hour, right? Like, at
yes.
the end of the day? Okay.
Yes. It'll be 2:15 to 3:05.
Yeah, what are we doing at the All District Assembly?
So Dance and Cheer will both perform a dance. Braxton will kind of give a recap based over all the sports teams, not just football, everyone. We will have a game for the homecoming candidates, and we will have a game for all the grade levels, all the kids. And at the end, we'll do a kindergarten and senior send-off, so that's where we meet in the middle of the field, and then they kind of just walk off together.
We'll have some class chants as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then Powder Puff, when, where, and, like, what time is that going on?
That'll be Wednesday.
Yes, next Wednesday.
I'm not sure what time.
Yes, I'm not sure what time either.
I believe, like, 7. I think we usually do it around 7 on
yes.
a Wednesday. So.
Yes, the Wednesday of homecoming week.
And then coming up next, we're going to ask Josie and Braxton some trivia questions.
The Roseville Library started out as a community library at the school. Their hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, and they're closed on Fridays and Sundays. They have nearly 10,000 items to check out, and all you need is a library card. They also have story time on Mondays at 10 a.m. and during the summer host a summer reading program. The library can also fax and scan documents to a flash drive and make copies for you. You can contact them at 316-776-3013.
And we're back at the Hill asking Josie and Braxton some trivia questions. So out of Stuco execs and then sponsors, we're going to be asking who's most likely questions. So who's most likely or who's the most organized?
Probably Evans or Josie, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. I'd probably have to say myself or Mrs. Evans.
Mrs. Evans is very organized.
Yes, she is.
I think that's very valid answers. Yeah. Who's most likely to be late to a meeting or an event?
That's easy. I'm going to say Braxton Frazier.
I've been late times.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Who has the most spirit?
I would say Emerson or Braxton, personally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. Mm-hmm. Emerson's always got those cool outfits, but yeah. I'm pretty loud in the students.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Who's most likely to make everyone laugh?
Okay, Browning really cracks me up sometimes, Browning. Actually. Like, yeah. He's so funny.
I agree.
He's not just a pretty face.
As much as I hate to say it, Browning can't.
He's funny. Who's most likely to not answer, like, the text messages?
For sure. Ooh. It's definitely one of the sponsors.
I would always say Mrs. Evans, not because she doesn't look at her phone, but we ask a lot of questions and sometimes she doesn't answer all of
them. Yeah. Very, like, she's got to go to Arkansas all the time to watch her kids and stuff.
Yeah.
She's a busy lady.
Yeah.
And then who's most likely to answer your text?
For me, I definitely say Jocelyn because she's always there no matter what.
Yeah. Jocelyn's always, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you for watching the At the Hill podcast. If you missed any episodes, you can find them wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to follow Rocket Productions on Instagram and Facebook. I'm your host, Lily Carr.
And I'm your host, Taryn Beery.